You know him from the Smiley Morning Show.
Now he's got his own show. Radio Theology is on ZPL.
If you think I'm going to take care of my own backside, you're in for a big surprise.
Wrapped up in a bag and bound and over the head of the
mirror. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight. I don't know what flight I'm supposed to be on. I just need an adult.
So you couldn't get to your travel destination and sit on the beach in 10 all week.
Really hard not to pee here, guys.
You just picked up a poop nugget
in the pool with your foot.
You guys gotta taste these chimichangas.
You can see me. Speak to me.
Yeah, that when a mommy loves a daddy, they hug in a special way.
Sure, if you want me to. I'm here for 2 years, by the way.
Oh. Is someone sauteing onions?
Here's Pub Pastor Darren.
Radio Theology here on 99.5 ZPL. Maybe that was too exciting. I mean, it is early in the morning. Maybe you're just waking up. I apologize. Let me start over. Hey, good morning. I hope you had a good night's rest. This is Radio Theology. We're your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music. It's still 99.5 ZPL. Darren Earlywine here, your host with Lisa Graft and Ryan Allwert. We're going to be with you all morning long. We love you. Thanks for tuning in. Ryan, it's good to have you back this week, my friend.
Thank you. It feels good to be back. I'm sorry I had to miss last week, you guys. Thanks for covering.
Yeah, a little bit of a health scare, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't fun. Day started out horribly, if I'm being 100% honest.
Now, what happened? Was it like a stomach issue?
No.
A breathing issue?
No. Kind of breathing, kind of like my whole face is going numb kind of an issue.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You couldn't feel your face?
Wake up, getting ready, and suddenly cannot feel the whole left side of my face. And
so right away, you're like, oh, am I stroking out? What's happening?
No. And by the way, do not go to the internet when you're feeling weird and you're like, I'm not a doctor, but let's see what the internet says about my issues right now.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, you're dying.
Congratulations. You're already dead. It was so weird, man. It was almost like I had gotten a shot of Novocaine, but no puffiness, you know? Like, I'm eating breakfast and I can't feel my teeth. It's weird.
Whoa, dude.
And I start having like this crazy painful headache behind my left temple. And I'm like, what's going on? I've never felt this way. I automatically start getting sweaty and panicky and like a little jittery.
Mm-hmm.
And I call the doctor. And the nurse is like, hold on, let me get the doctor on the phone. Hold on. And I'm like, well, that's not good. And the doctor gets on and he's like, tell me what's going on. So I do. And he's just like, you need to come in immediately to the ER and have a CAT scan.
Like, you don't ever want to call a doctor and him use the word immediately.
Immediately.
Ever.
Or right? Emergency
right.
Room.
Yeah.
Could be nerve issues. You need a CAT scan. I've never had a CAT scan. I think I've gone to the ER when I was like in eighth grade and broke my arm rollerblading.
Yeah.
I think that was the last time I went to the ER.
Wow. When I see you, I think big rollerblader.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Big rollerblader. There was a 2 week period where, man, I was tearing it up on the tennis courts.
Killing that roller
game. Oh, yeah. So I go. I call Lauren back. She takes me to the hospital. I'm freaking out in the car. We've got our little son, Gus, with us. And fortunately, it was a ghost town when I walk in. So I was able to get in, do the whole CAT scan thing, get an IV in. I'm just like, what the heck is going on? Still can't really feel my face, which is odd. And it turns out that I've got this really inflamed sinus is what the doctor comes back with. He's like, well, I got some good news. I was like, tell me what's going on. He's like, it looks like you've got a really bad sinus infection that is basically putting pressure on your facial nerve, which is causing the numbness. And I'm like, oh, cool. What do I need to do? He's like, just take some antibiotics and a decongestant and you'll be fine.
Radio Theology here on 99.5 ZPL. Ryan Allwert, that's his voice, talking about this near-death experience. Yeah. At least you thought it was going to be near-death.
I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. Well, you wake up, Ryan wakes up, face numb, can't feel his teeth.
Yeah.
Pressure behind his left eye.
I can't feel my teeth when I wake up. And I hate it.
So you started getting like these like kind of sweaty and jittery.
I'm a little sweaty right now recalling the story.
Because I'm guessing you're thinking to yourself, and you said you looked up WebMD and it's like, listen, you're dying. Yeah. Tumor in your face, whatever. Yeah.
You've already had a stroke. You're probably dead by now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what does it do emotionally when you're getting your mind, when at least your brain and emotions went to like, this could be serious. Maybe I'm dying.
Oh, dude, I freaked out. I started crying. I will not back away. I'm unabashedly okay saying
that,
I was crying, dude.
Yeah.
Because I'm freaking out. My wife's out of the house. I don't know if I can drive myself. I can't feel my face. I've got this crazy pain. My kid is starting to cry. I got to feed him. I got to get him changed for the day. And I'm like, what's going on? I apologized to my son as I was putting his diaper. I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on. And he's just like, he's one. And he's just like, what is going on right now, Dad? You are freaking out. So, yeah, my wife was like, you have to pull it together. On the way to the car, on the way to the hospital in the car, she's like, you have to stay strong and pull it together right now. I was like, I know. I just don't know what's going on. I'm so scared. Sinus infection. What the heck? Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, that's intense.
Oh, dude, it was.
And, I mean, I don't think any of us want to have to, you know, want to go through, like, where we think we're dying. Or, I mean, maybe there somebody got a diagnosis this week.
Yeah.
You know, my dad just got, you know, came through a prostate cancer. Things are good. But that was a freaky phone call for him and my mom.
Right.
I mean, so, I mean, it's only been a couple, you know, a week. It's only been a week since it's happened. What I want us to dig into when we come back, like, what has been, like, your thought process?
Oh.
Like, you aren't dying. It was a sinus infection. No big deal.
Just a sinus infection. I'm a sinus infection survivor.
Oh, my gosh. If you listen to Radio Theology, you remember a few months ago, Ryan is a cancer survivor.
Yep.
Because he
had air quotes.
He had a, you know, minute pinprick of a cancer cell on his face.
It was the size of an eraser, and it was a bad lesion that my dermatologist said was cancerous and carved out of my face.
Okay, I'm not, I agree. You are
cancer,
a survivor.
Technically, I am.
I'm going to give it to you.
Thank
but
you.
But you've had some, so you have had some brushes with near death this year. So I want to unpack, I want to see what you've thought about in the past 7 days.
Okay.
Now you know it's a sinus infection.
Oh, yeah.
No tumor, no stroke.
Right.
But there has to be.
And I'm not pregnant. Which is good.
Wow, that would be really impressive.
That's right, yeah.
But let's unpack that a little bit.
Okay.
You're going to enjoy it here on Radio Theology. We're your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music. Today we're going to give you lots of music, maybe a little bit of hope, some faith, some love. And if you maybe have had a situation near that near-death experience, we'd love to hear it. So hit us up on Facebook. Just go to radiotheology.com and give us your story. This is Radio Theology on 995 ZPL. Ryan almost died last week.
Yeah.
Found out it was just a sinus infection. Call off the dogs. He's going to be okay.
Yep.
Radio Theology here on 99.5 ZPL. Stick around for the story. I know you're going to enjoy it. Darren Earlywine, your host, Ryan Allwert, Lisa Graft, and we're here every Sunday morning for you. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, all that, just search Radio Theology. We're the only one out there and the best.
Yeah.
Yep. And we'd love for you to be a part of what's going on here at Radio Theology and at 99.5 ZPL. Ryan, before the break, you were talking about the last week, you weren't here with us.
No, I wasn't.
Missed the show.
Yeah.
Because you thought you were dying.
I did. I did not know what was going on. I woke up and my face was numb. And it turns out that it was just a really bad sinus infection pressing down upon my facial nerve. But I had to go into the ER and get a CAT scan to figure that out.
And the space between my face is numb and, hey, this is just a sinus infection.
Oh, freak out.
Straight terror.
Straight terror. Anxiety through the roof. Yeah.
So there may be some people listening today. Hopefully you don't have that happen today. But there are times that we get a diagnosis or somebody in our family does whatever where we think, you know what, I don't know, but I might be dying.
Right.
Because I think we all know, I'm breaking news, you're all going to die at some point, right?
Yep.
We know
you heard
that.
It here first.
Yes, heard it here first. You will die. But I think for me, like, I just turned 40, so I'm getting kind of, you know, understanding, like, listen, I'm a... The hill is now, I'm on the, it's, scary. Okay.
You're over the hill. Just say it.
You shut your mouth, Lisa Graham. But if I'm honest, I assume that I probably got about a good 50 years left in me.
Right.
Wow.
I'm going to shoot for 90.
Old 90-year-old Darren Earlywine, just still great hair.
I'll just say whatever I want then.
Preaching the word.
I'll still be wearing Jordans.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Skinny jeans in the nursing home.
But that would be awesome. Anyway, so, but I think we all assume what's going to happen the long time from now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then we have these moments, whether it's a diagnosis of cancer or something, or maybe it's a car wreck or something happens for you. It's like you wake up, can't feel my face. Oh my gosh, am I stroking out? What's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
When we come to grips with, wait a second, I might not have 50 years left. Like, what's it done for you in the past 7 days, Ryan?
Okay, so I had a counseling appointment recently after this all went down. And I was just picking my counselor, Patrick, up to speed on, you know, the past month or whatever. And he's like, hold on, let's go back to that ER visit. Because you'd mentioned that it kind of freaked you out a little bit. And admittedly, it did quickly go from, like, sheer terror, what's going on, to everything's okay, to everything's normal again, right? I go to CVS, I get my medicine, I come home, I take my medicine, I'm like, oh, okay, no big deal, right? But he's like, hold on, let's go back to that. And he's like, what you're telling me is that it might have freaked you out because in the big grand scheme of things, okay, like, you're good with where you would be going, ending up, if you did die today.
Like, if you die today, my soul's at peace, I want to meet God, no problem.
Yeah, he's like, you've got that squared away. So there's peace in your life about that. But what shook you up on kind of an existential level is that actually I'm not really ready to go yet. My bags are packed, but I'm not really ready to leave the house, to use a metaphor.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like, you know, there's still work left for you to do. There, your family still needs you. You've got kids still to raise and instill values in and to love well and to teach. And so he's like, let's unpack that a little bit. And it got me thinking, like, yeah, there is still a lot left that I really want to do with my life, with the people that I love. I want to go experience new things. I want to make an impact in the world. And so it's interesting, though, how just one little quick 3-hour visit to the ER can really, I mean, rattle your cage a little bit.
Yeah. You're listening to Radio Theology right now. That's the voice of Ryan Alwart. Ryan used to be in Straight No Chaser, yes. Sang, traveled all over the world. And we're here every Sunday morning. We're your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music. Ryan's talking about that he thought he was going to die last week. Ended up not gonna.
It was a sinus infection is what it was.
That made your whole face go numb and your teeth feel weird.
Yep.
Which it would freak me out.
Gosh, that was the weirdest part. I could not feel my teeth.
That would be really odd.
It was odd.
So even just that quick brush though, you're saying it made you just refocus, like, man, like every day is it more like every day is a gift, or did you kind of walk away being like, dude, am I really living this the way I want to, or I'm supposed to? Or?
Yeah, Patrick, my counselor, kind of dropped a bomb there. He was just like, I think I might have surprised you with that question of like what that visit meant. You know, for me, it was like, okay, I realized in the moment of picking up my antibiotics at CVS, how good we have it in this country in this day and age. How many, like, literally, it was, I picked up a phone and called an amazing doctor at an awesome hospital. Mm-hmm. I got in my own car and drove. Within an hour, I knew what was going on because technology was able to tell me, had this awesome team of people taking care of me, had a job that covered benefits to pay for all of that. And then literally that day, I was able to, in essence, fix the issue. And so for me, it was like, wow, there's a lot that I'm probably taking for granted that I need to be more and more grateful for every day.
Yeah.
And so what I've tried to do since then is just pause multiple times during the day and have a moment of gratitude.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're listening this morning, I don't know what you're going through or what maybe is going on in your life. Maybe you're not having a near-death experience. That's good.
Yep.
But maybe it's time to just take a minute this morning and say, you know what, Sunday morning, let me start this day off and just find some gratitude for the most basic stuff in my life.
Absolutely.
And maybe if you are at a place where this week has gotten really aggressive for you or your family, you know what? I think the same thing could be really applicable to take a minute and go, you know what? I don't know what the future holds here. Things are scary, but let me take a minute and just lay a foundation of gratitude to move me into what this challenge might be. We're going to pack this some more this morning, and this is Radio Theology on 99.5 ZPL. Your teenage kid is at a party somewhere dangerous. They don't know what to do. Do you know how to help them get out of the situation? We're going to help you. It's Radio Theology here on 99.5 ZPL, your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music. Darren Erlewine, your host here with Ryan and Lisa. And if you haven't yet, please go follow us on Instagram or Twitter. Trust me, try it. You'll like it. Anyway, Lisa, each week you bring us a couple pieces of information that always help our life. Fill it with a little more hope, a little more, you know, knowledge. Let's help the folks today. Lisa's pieces. What do you got for us?
Okay, this one's called the X Plan.
Okay.
And right. So I love this. Obviously, we're not there yet. We've got a 3-year-old, a 6, 7-month-old, however old my poor little tiny baby is. But if your kids are in junior high, maybe even younger than that, because I think parties are getting weird a lot younger. Like when I was in 5th grade, I did like a Ouija board and I was like, somebody's going to find out and whatever. Yeah. And that was like the weirdest it ever got for me. Now I think all bets are off.
I just heard a story about an 8th grade party. I think it was an 8th grade, maybe a freshman party that happened in the community. And there were some things I don't think we can say on the radio. That some of the some boy and girl interaction that is definitely inappropriate for the age group. But it made me think to myself, what if my oldest son, he's a 7th grader, what about next year at a party? He's in a situation like this.
Right.
How can he let me know, hey, I probably need to vacate the premises.
Right. Mm.
So what does he do?
Right. Because he can't just call you and be like, hey, dad, come pick me up. He could.
He'd
probably get a razz in from his friends or whatever. But this plan is you just tell your kids if you ever need out of a situation, just text X, like the letter X.
The letter X.
Yep. Just text it to whoever the given people are.
Huh.
And then that. So the mom gets a text from X. She calls the son, let's say, and says, hey, something's come up. I've got to come get you right now. He says, oh, what happened? I can't really tell you. I'll tell you when I get there.
Oh.
Hang up, right? So no one knows anything besides he got a phone call.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know. My mom just called. She has to come pick me up. Something. She can't even say anything. Boom.
Huh.
Way out.
So mom, dad, older brother, older sister,
right.
they own the responsibility to take potential social kind of awkwardness away.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
And this all stemmed from this dad who meets regularly with teenage, like, drug addicts and recovering addicts. And, like, they've all said, like, it started because I'm in this situation where I felt uncomfortable, but I didn't have a way out.
Yeah. Mm.
I didn't leave. And then one thing led to another. Then, of course, you stay around someone long enough, you get comfortable.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, when, you know, and I get, we talked about last week, like, you think you're so far removed from a drug addiction. Well, not really.
Yeah.
You know, not yeah. we're not too far away. So.
Radio Theology here on 99.5 ZPL, your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music. And we're talking about this X plan that you can give your kids. Maybe they're out somewhere, something's dangerous, whether it be something with drug related or violent related, or maybe it's sexual related. They want to get out of this situation. They can just text you X, which then the parent calls, gives them basically a kind of a vague, something happening, I got to come get you. Gives the kid excuse to be able to get out of the situation.
Hmm.
I mean, Ryan, have you ever had anything like growing up where you had to do something or wish you would have been able to?
I specifically remember being at a party in, I think, like ninth grade. And my dad, when he dropped me off, he said, listen, if anything goes down, there's a fight that breaks out, if you know, if people are drinking and you don't want to drink, you call me, I will pick you up, and I will not ask any questions. You
yeah.
do not have to worry about any retribution from me. You call me. And you know what? He was dead serious about it, and I took him up on it because something was going down. I think there was like a fight that was about to break out that could have turned into like a mob fight.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't need to be in this.
Right.
I'm in choir.
Right.
You know?
You know what you could have done? It could have been like all, like West Side Story all of a sudden. You started
oh, yeah.
a dance fight.
Yeah, every Sharks and Jets. right. And so I sure enough landline my dad, and I'm like, hey, need to pick you up. Here's the address. Hold on. Pull it up on MapQuest, and then you can find it out. Rolls in, picks me up, no questions asked, takes me home. Yep.
That could have come in handy. I remember at my freshman year, I was at a out in Arizona. It's always nice, so all the parties are like back.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah.
And I'm a freshman, and I'm at this party with my some of my older brother's friends. He was a senior.
All right.
Well, things got a little amped up.
Mm.
This fight breaks out, and there's this guy. His name was Cade. Big. Like, he was already bald in high school. I don't know. He had, like, a shaved head.
Yeah.
Huge guy.
There's always that one kid in high school who's just, like, freakishly
really
mature.
Scary.
Yeah.
So he beats this guy up and then picks him up and throws him into a tree.
Okay.
And I'm a freshman in high school, like, I can't be here. This is terrible. That guy got thrown into a tree. And as this guy, Cade, is walking out of the backyard, he comes around the corner, and I'm accidentally standing in his way.
Mm.
And he looks at me, and he's like, get out of my way. Who the F are you? And I pee a little bit in my pants.
Are you serious?
No, but I should.
Okay, all right.
And in that moment, I think this is it. Like, what about near-death experiences?
Yeah, right.
That was it. I'm like, this is when I die.
Yeah. Here lies Darren. He was just in the way.
He was just in the way. Thank God my brother's best friend, Jelani, was there. And Jelani Horn was his name.
Jelani
said, hey, it's cool, man. This is Damon's younger brother.
Oh.
And he was like, all right, man.
Yeah.
And then he left. And I was like, Jelani, you are my savior.
You just saved my life.
Because my first year, I was about 5 foot nothing. That guy would have, he threw the other guy to the tree. He would have thrown me to the moon.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It'd have been a situation. So I like that plan, Lisa. So if your kid's in a situation, so you just got to talk to your kid and say, hey, if this happens, just text X. That's our exit plan.
Yep.
Mm.
I love it. Hey, we're here to help you in whatever's going on in your life. So be careful of backyard parties.
Yeah.
And bald guys.
Whew.
And help your kid out. Give him the X plan. Radio Theology on 99.5 ZPL. Maybe you started 2018 off. You were going to do some positive things. You had a lot of momentum. And all of a sudden, it feels like something or someone is against you. It can be freaky. Can be frustrating. It's Radio Theology here on 99.5 ZPL. Darren Earlywine, your host with Ryan and Lisa. And Lisa, we were talking this week about you felt like you had some good momentum doing the right thing in 2018. And then all of a sudden you felt like, man, I feel like I'm almost under, and you said like a phrase that may sound wacky, but you said, I feel like maybe I'm under like spiritual attack. We talked this morning about how church culture can be kind of weird and whatever else. And the idea, which here on Radio Theology, we actually believe that the spiritual world is real. Like if God's real and he's a spirit, well, I believe the devil and evil is real. And we're in kind of a cosmic battle here. Hope that didn't freak anybody out, but I actually believe that. So you're saying You believe that. And right now it kind of feels like you're in a little bit of a battle.
Yeah. Oh, it absolutely does. Yeah. And it started right before Christmas. But it was, and I don't need to get into all of these different details because there's so many details that go into it, like circumstantially. But big picture wise, you know, like this year I launched the Mother of the Year movement to encourage moms. And as I'm like dreaming through my vision for 2018 and like asking God to give me a vision for it, the impact that this could make, and all of these different things are floating through my mind. And so I'm getting all of this good, like, I'm excited about all of this stuff that's coming up.
Right.
And then same with the radio show. Like, we're dreaming about all of the different people we could reach with this show and all the different ways that God wants to use us and all of this. And so, you know, as I'm like living through this, praying through this, getting excited and having conversations and all of that, one thing after the other started happening to me. I mean, it was sickness in our family, but it wasn't just the sickness. It was like the 2 days that I had blocked off to give my first speech to moms in the new year.
Yeah.
We had the stomach flu, right? So then I felt rushed and unprepared and whatever. And then the weather almost canceled the speech, but it didn't. I gave the speech and it went really well. Like, I cried like 15 times. You guys, of course, you would know.
Standard. Yep.
Obviously, yeah. Right? Some moms are crying with me. I got some great feedback, lots of hugs afterwards, and I needed to hear this, and this is so great. And so, like, all of this stuff is good. So, but then I'm like, I'm really exposed, and I get in the car, and it was like, boom, there you go. Like, some family drama, and, you know, and it was like, oh, while I'm down, you know, like, while I'm exposed, doing the thing I know I'm supposed to be doing, this out-of-character attack comes from someone I love.
Radio Theology here on 99.5 ZPL. That's Lisa Graff. She's a mom. She's a wife. She runs IAmMotherOfTheYear.com. And what you're saying, Lisa, is a lot of positive momentum going at the beginning of the year. And then all of a sudden, you feel like all the stuff's coming against you. I mean, sickness, the weather, some family dynamic crazy stuff. And all this positive momentum, you feel like maybe some of the negative stuff might actually be spiritual warfare, like the devil trying to like shut the good stuff down.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. And what the couple reasons why I believe it's spiritual and not coincidental is because the very thing I'm trying to do is encourage mothers through Mother of the Year and through the radio. And my motherhood specifically was attacked from several angles with people who are usually supportive.
Yeah.
And so it was like this out of character thing. And so that hurt. You know, and then I'm like, so if I'm being attacked and being told essentially that I'm not a good mother, then that should essentially shut me down to where I don't feel confident in going out and talking to mothers about being good mothers.
Yeah.
Right. That makes sense to me. And I'm like, huh. And then the other reason is we just started a small group a few months ago. So we meet with two other couples every other week and we just talk about life stuff and whatever. And one of the girls in my small group, she was having quiet time and whatever, and swear to you, the Holy Spirit came to her and said, Lisa's getting attacked. You need to pray for her.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
And so she was like, oh my gosh, you know, so she's like kind of freaked out, you know, but she like talked to her husband out. She's like, you need to be praying for Lisa. They text the other couple in our small group. She's like, I don't want to tell you and freak you out, you know? But that was right. That was the day after all of this had started for me. Yeah. Which, coincidentally or not, was the first day that I ever shared my faith on my Mother of the Year blog.
Wow.
So it was like, boom, and then everything else. But timing of everything was like, this is insane.
So once you've recognized that, is that something that has created fear, or have you really kind of went after it?
Well, I've gone after it because I can't think about it too long because I'm like, I don't know about the devil. And, you know, I feel like there's demons and, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to protect myself from all the what ifs about that I'll never know the answer to.
Huh.
But it helped me, like, it really encouraged me, like, I'm doing the right things. I'm in the right spot. Like, if the devil feels like I'm a threat to him, then great.
And good.
Yep, good. So I'm going to charge after it. And that's where I'm headed. And so that's why I share this to encourage you if you're like, I'm trying to make these strides in the new year, and I'm trying to, maybe I try church, or maybe I'm cutting out a toxic person in my life, and you can't catch a break. You're on the right track.
Yeah.
Like, you are not meant to just charge towards your dreams or healthy relationships or whatever without any sort of negative repercussions.
I love that.
It's and
I think that that presupposition that that it's always going to be roses is just wrong, you know?
Yeah.
And I love what you're saying, Lisa, and what we want you to hear is what's true about you today is that if you're connected to God, that the Spirit of God that's in you is actually greater than the evil forces of this world. And you don't need to be afraid or walk in fear. Walk in strength and encourage, knowing that you don't need to be afraid and be scared. You need to be glad that you're becoming dangerous and that faith and hope and love are moving forward through your life. And so, Lisa, thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that today.
Yeah,
we'll awesome. Be praying
no tears,
for you.
Guys.
You know, listeners, be praying for Lisa if that's something that you're into. And you know what? As we go to break, we're going to take a minute. We're going to actually pray for you, our listeners, that God would protect you and help you move forward and not allow the enemy to attack you, because you were created for purpose and on a purpose. We believe that. And we know that we want to encourage you as you move forward to take strides to step into that reality. Have you ever heard a story? Maybe you know the person, maybe you don't. And the only thing that you can think is, Lord, have mercy on that moron. Well, we've got a little bit we've worked up. It was so popular last week, we brought it back this week. Lord, have mercy. It's Radio Theology on 99.5 ZPL. Darren Earlywine, your host. Lisa Graff, Ryan Allwert. Love for you to follow us on Facebook. Just go search Radio Theology or go to radiotheology.com. Guys, there's some stuff going on in the world, and as I read these stories, I thought, our listeners, they've got to hear this.
Yeah.
Just because whatever you've done stupid or weird this week and you felt maybe shameful about, like, I can't believe I just did that.
Uh-huh.
We're going to share these stories, and you're going to go, I'm way above the curve. So here's a couple ones. This is interesting. An American tourist recently was arrested by authorities in Thailand.
Okay.
You guys aren't ready for this. In fact, let me just hit you with the headline on this one.
All right.
Tourist walks naked, throws poo.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to get real. So in Thailand, this guy strolled around an airport before his departure without any clothes on while screaming and throwing his feces. He was eventually restrained by six security officers.
Six?
Six. And taken to a nearby hospital for routine medical checks and psychiatric treatment. Wait, it gets better. Officers later discovered the man had overdosed on sex drugs, including Viagra. Lord have mercy. I mean, can you imagine this scene in the airport? You're just waiting to get on your plane.
I have so many questions.
No. Yeah, what's the backstory of, like, one, where did he get naked?
Where is he keeping the poop? Or is he catching it as it's coming? Like, this is a logistical thing I'm trying to think through. Like, is it like a deposit and then he whips it? Or it's like he's got it in his hands and he doesn't know what to do with it. He's panicking. He's like, get this out of here.
Is this premeditated? Like, on his way to the airport, he's like, you know what I'm going to do today?
Well, I don't understand how you could, if you overdosed on Viagra, that's not like I overdosed on Viagra. Before I know it, I'm naked and throwing poo at people.
Right.
That doesn't equate.
That's like if you take 9 Ambiens, that's what happens.
It's not a common side effect in the commercials, at least. It doesn't say that. May cause the opposite of constipation. Yeah. May cause nudity. Like, well, yeah, that was kind of the point.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the six security officers. Like, when that came in on the radio, we got a naked guy throwing poo. I mean, can you imagine, be like, Officer 654 responding? You'd be like, I don't want to respond.
No.
And then as you're tackling this dude.
Oh,
with,
man.
Oh.
The rest of your day is ruined.
Lord have mercy. Hey, listen to Radio Theology. We're ruining your day with stories about naked guys and poo, but stick with us because we'll talk about Jesus in a minute. That'll really get awkward. Anyway, here's another story I found this week. IKEA. You guys know IKEA, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
We got the big one just opened up in Fishers.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of cool stuff there.
Yeah.
You know, plates. They've got stuff for your house. The kitchen areas are really cool.
I love that the first thing you thought of was plates.
Yeah, you know.
Lots of cool plates.
When I think IKEA, I think dishware.
Well, they've got a new ad.
Okay.
And this is definitely qualifies for Lord Have Mercy.
All right.
Evidently, here's the headline. IKEA wants you to pee on its ad.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. So basically, the Lord Have Mercy this week is all about pee and poo.
Yeah.
But IKEA has a new ad that encourages women to pee on it.
Huh.
Sounds a bit gross. Maybe it is. But here's the fun twist. If you're pregnant, when you pee on the ad, it reveals a special discounted price on cribs, and thanks to technology and stuff like that, so that's what happens.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay, first, Lord have mercy.
Yes. Yeah, Lord have mercy.
As a woman who's peed on a number of sticks before, you know, for pregnancy and ovulation-related purposes.
Yes.
It's the logistic thing. I'm hung up on, like, do you stick the whole magazine down in the toilet?
Right.
Would it probably splash up at you?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're a clerk, right?
Yes.
At IKEA.
If somebody
you're handed a peed, it's, something no, that's been
it's gotta
peed
be an
on.
Online that, code. There's no way you bring the ad back in.
I think
IKEA.
You have to. What other way can you prove that you're pregnant?
Let me see here.
That's my question is like, what is that like, the transaction between the woman, the female
like,
shopper,
yeah,
and the clerk?
I don't know. The ad is running in Amelia magazine, one of Sweden's most influential magazines for women. I don't know. I hope you don't bring the ad back in. It's got to say, just enter this code online. You can't bring a pee-soaked ad into IKEA.
I bet they somebody will. Somebody will not read the fine
maybe
print.
Maybe in Sweden. I don't know about in Fishers, Indiana, though.
Lord
well,
have
that's
mercy.
True.
Lord
that's
have
true.
Mercy. Listen, Radio Theology here on 99.5 ZPL. We're giving you some things that definitely need your prayer this week. Here's our last one. Let me see here. This is a good one. You guys are going to like this. So, wacky but true.
Okay.
Wacky but true here. Lord have mercy on this guy, Florida, 22-year-old man, charged recently with robbing a gas station.
Okay.
That's not the freaky part.
Yeah, kind of a standard news story there.
Robbing a gas station. Here was the deal. He was he got identified after the crime by the victim, who pointed out that the man's distinctly pimpled face was really easy to identify, very visible beneath the clear plastic bag he wore as a disguise.
like a Ziploc or like a...
You know, I don't have the details on exactly, but a clear plastic bag over his face.
Oh, gosh.
People could see his pimples.
Oh.
That's how he gets busted. Lord have mercy
on
this guy and his acne. But how did he not... You could suffocate. You're going to put a plastic bag over your head?
That sounds like a meth thing, because if you do meth, you have lots of... the meth escapes from your face.
You know
face
about
pores.
A lot of meth
Yeah.
Have you just like binged Breaking Bad
somehow
or something on Netflix?
Somehow I know everything. Guys, don't worry about it.
You did grow up in
science,
very
right?
rural Illinois.
Right.
So, I mean,
yes, but the drugs escape through your face. So you've got all these like pimple-like craters.
Wow.
And also like, why, then if you're on meth, of course you're going to be like, I'll shove a plastic bag over my head because I'm hungry or I'm broke or whatever.
Yeah.
You need more meth. Well, that's my guess.
The drugs may escape through his face, but he's not escaped anywhere because he went to jail for this. I don't know what happened, but listen, if you've done anything stupid this week, it's probably not as stupid as those people.
Nope.
So Lord have mercy on them, and we'll be praying for you. Radio Theology on 99.5 is EPL. Have you ever gone to church and been like, what in the world is going on? We're going to talk about this morning on Radio Theology, your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music here on 99.5 ZPL. Darren Early Wine, your host, Ryan Allwert, Lisa Graft with you. And, you know, guys, here's the deal. I grew up going to church, pastor's kid.
Yeah.
So basically, since like a week old, I've been in church. And and I am a pastor, so I'm still around church. Yep. Sometimes with pub theology, I'm out in bars, which is fun. But a lot of times I'm in church. But let's be honest. If you are new to the church vibe, it can get a little wacky.
Yeah.
Not only that, if you've grown up in a particular kind of church, you can go to another church and be like, what is happening in this mix, right?
Yeah.
So I grew up Protestant church, and, you know, we always had like band, you know, worship bands and stuff.
You have drums?
Oh, well, from sixth grade on. But then I didn't know when I moved here to Indiana for college that in Indiana, Arizona, evidently, we got drums a little earlier than here in Indiana. Because I showed up, I was like, hey, let's get the drums going. They're like, see, the devil is in the drums. You can't have them on the platform.
Actually, Deuteronomy 17 says no drums allowed.
But Ryan, you had a little situation over Christmas break that shook you up, or just it was just perspective change.
Yeah. So I grew up a denominational mutt. I mean, we moved around a lot, and we were only there for like 2-3 years at a time. So I've seen all kinds of different churches, grew up in different kinds of churches. My wife, Lauren, grew up Catholic. One church her entire life. Okay.
Oh, stability there.
Right. And so we're in her hometown with my in-laws for the holidays, and we go to the midnight mass, which was ironically at 10 p.m.
Just imagine it's midnight.
Right, just Lauren and me. We're kind of tired. It's been a long day, and it's like we walk in, man, and it's like fanfare. It is like we've got incense. We've got like big hats.
Yeah.
We've got like books that are being held up in the sky, and people are like, look at the book, you know? We got guys in there. Fancy robes and stuff, and I'm like, this is kind of cool. I can get down with this. I could be down with a lot less incense,
right?
So
what was it? Heavy incense.
The priest apparently is called Father Incense by a handful of the parishioners.
Like they're smoking up in there,
Father Incense. He lays it on thick, and it's Christmas Eve, you guys. It's like we got to bring out all the incense, and so he also I gathered likes the sound of his own voice. You know, some priests I've seen can't sing a lick. You know, it's like, ooh, maybe you should just stick to talking. this priest loves to sing.
Because in the Catholic Church, there's like a little bit of like a sing-along prayer kind of thing that happens. It doesn't really happen in like a lot of Protestant churches.
And here's what I do like about Catholic masses, okay? Like the ritual, the symbolism, I do like that. Hey, we're all going to stand and we're going to say this prayer together that we've all known for years.
Yeah,
I like that.
We've been doing this for like thousands of years.
I think that's cool. Like I lean in when Lauren starts saying the prayers. I'm like, what are you saying? I've never heard these before because I didn't grow up in the Catholic Church. Anyway, so, but this priest, man, he was like, he's trying to audition for The Voice, you guys, all right?
That's happening.
Yeah, Father Incense, and he's got like the cool beard, you know, and he's like, he goes, in him, through him, with him, around him. I'm going to stay on this note for a long, long time, but sometimes I'm going to go down to this note.
Classic.
And he's like, and Lord be with our Pope, whatever his name is, and our Bishop Richard, and all the pastors here, and the people in the nursing home, and people fighting overseas, and especially the people who are here tonight. And it's like, he likes that one note at the end.
One note,
oh, yeah.
But he's killing it. And I was like, he's really got good pitch. You know, I'm a former a cappella singer. Uh-huh. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yeah, you know pitches.
And I'm just like, you know, he's keeping it real.
So were you tempted to try to harmonize with his note?
Oh, Lauren gave me so many looks during, like, you know, because it's like they break out the Christmas hymns. It's like, oh, come all ye faith. And I'm just doing all harmony the entire time. Like, if it, you know, I'm ending on the, this makes no sense to anyone, but like, I'm ending on the third at the end, just holding it down. And Lauren is like, you have to stop. You have to stop. She looked over at one part and she's like, what part are you even singing? I think the guy in front of me turned around like kind of inquisitively. I was like, I'm just singing what I sang in Straight No Chaser on Angels We Have Heard on High.
That's because you had jazz hands going on at the same time.
Right, I did.
Ryan Hallward, Darren Earlywine, Lisa Graff. It's Radio Theology here in your ears on 99.5 ZPL. Talking about Ryan's situation over Christmas break. Went to a Catholic Mass.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Doesn't usually go to Catholic Mass.
No. Uh-uh.
And I know there's got to be some listeners that maybe they tried church out over the holidays, and it was just a little bit weird. Because sometimes you go to church where maybe they dance a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And they have dancers. They have, like, ribbons and stuff that goes around.
And the awkward, like, full-body leotard. Yeah.
That can happen.
You know, Lisa, were you one of those people growing up?
No.
Wait, hold on. Were you the full-body leotard dancer in church?
No. Were you a dancer at church?
One time.
Dude, those people always weird me out.
One time I had a long skirt and a ribbon, and we did a ribbon dance.
Oh,
it was,
man.
Easter.
Gosh.
It was so
That's the best.
So awkward.
Do you remember the song?
I don't remember the song. I remember the moves.
Oh, man, we have to see this.
Yeah, we might need to get all the video feed.
During the break, we got to see it.
Yeah, we got to see
it. You know who
this.
I always wanted to be? I always wanted to be one of the handbell people.
Oh, yeah.
I still to this
cool.
day, I see a handbell, and I'm like, man,
that's
I missed my calling.
Yeah,
and you get the white gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, here's the deal. I'll be honest with you. Pastor Darren here from Radio Theology. Let me be just straight up honest with you. Church culture can be weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what church you're going to, but here, maybe you tried going to church over Christmas Eve because you felt like it might you're looking to have some more spiritual content in your life, which I think is great. I believe that God may be actually drawing you to himself because he wants to have a relationship with you. And if you went and you had a bad experience at church or it was just weird, listen, let me encourage you. Give it a couple more weeks, right? Because maybe you just don't know the culture. You need to try it out. Or maybe you went to a church and that's not the one for you. It's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all thing. If you don't like Ryan, you were saying, a lot of people love the traditional
right.
stuff. They love the traditional hymns. They love the rituals. It's way that God made them.
Come on up and get these wafers. I'll put it in your mouth for you if you don't want to take it from me.
Good Lord. Some people don't love that. They like a more free-flowing, like, you know, and so try some different stuff. But here's the thing. If you feel like maybe God is working in your life, don't discount that.
Right.
And really kind of lean into it because try it. You just might like it.
It's the thought of the day with Pastor Darren.
You got any big fears? I'll tell you one of mine. Snakes. I'm afraid of snakes. In fact, I hate them. I'm also very anti-spider. Not a fan of spiders. Now, that might not be true for you. You might really be into snakes and spiders. In that case, you also need counseling. But this thought of the day isn't about snakes or spiders. It's actually about death. I think we can all come to agreement that we're afraid to die. Now, in a poll I recently read, it only ranked 48 out of 80 fears. Death ranked just above insects, financial fraud, and public speaking. And number one this year is actually fear of the corruption of government officials, which is nice. but that's for another day. Fear might be only our 48th greatest fear, but I mean, it's a pretty big deal. And I think one of the things that maybe helps us fight off the fear of death is the fact that most of us assume it's at least a long way off. I mean, I did just turn 40, but I'm assuming I got another maybe 50 years left in me. But what if I don't? What if I died today? Would I be ready to go? Well, I think my answer is yes and no. Now, that might sound confusing, but stick with me here. If I died today, I actually believe I would meet God. And honestly, that really excites me. I can't wait to meet Jesus. I've been following his life and his teachings for almost 40 years now. And his love, his grace, his direction in my life have been so amazing. I can't wait to see him face to face and just say, thank you. But on the other hand, if you ask me if I was ready to die today, I would say a very emphatic no. I don't want to die today or anytime soon. No, I've got a wife and I want to grow old with her. And I've got three sons and I want to see them grow and chase their dreams and have families of their own. I want to be a grandpa someday, for goodness sakes. And I've still got a lot of dreams to chase on my own. I've got a lot of living left to do. Just thinking about this fear of death makes me really want to live. You see, here's the deal. You can't change the day you die. I think it's probably set. But here's the question. How will you live until that day? You have all the control in the world over that. We will all one day die. But the real question for us this morning is how many of us will truly live? Now, there's a great fear. Most of us are terrified of death, but our real paralyzing fear comes when we are asked to truly live. Taking the risk to become who you were born to be is almost too much for us to bear. Chasing that dream, taking that risk, asking her out, taking the job, quitting the job, keeping the faith, standing your ground, speaking the truth, forgiving them, loving them. All these risks that press on us each day and try to keep us from living the life God designed us to live. So what are you going to do about it? Well, I think we have to become intentional about living every day. It's got to be a plan. It's got to be purposeful. It can't just be a hope. You can't hope your way into God's plan for your life because hope is not a plan. You need a vision. You need a plan. And then you need to find small ways each day to become intentional about following that plan. Fear, self-doubt, and shame will try to shackle you with fear, but don't stop. You can become who you were born to be. You can truly live. You got any big fears? Don't let death be one of them. Get your soul right with God. Ask for his forgiveness and companionship. Ask for his vision for your life, and then start living today. If you want a jumpstart on that process, just go to iamborntobe.com and get the 5-day free devotional, your jumpstart to purpose. I put it together just for you. Go get it today at iamborntobe.com. And that, my friends, is your Radio Theology Thought of the Day.